USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Hurricane Idalia is impacting Georgia. The National Hurricane Center says the storm will continue to move across the southeastern Georgia area through the evening. Idalia made landfall this morning as a Category 3, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Airports across Tampa Bay are planning to open. Departing flights and other normal services will start back up tomorrow. TPA officials say they sustained minimal damage from Hurricane Idalia. St. Pete Clearwater Airport says it's reopening this afternoon and will resume flights tomorrow. Unions are showing strong support across the board. Ryan Daniels has more.
Gallup polls found 71% support for unions last year. New data out this week shows over two-thirds of Americans still support organized labor. Numbers from the AFL-CIO show support is especially strong among younger Americans. 88% of Americans under 30 say they're pro-union. Just this year, there have been 10 times more labor strikes than 2 years ago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Tyler Chi made his first court appearance on Tuesday. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. Monday's deadly shooting at the university triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight leaving Afghanistan. Final departure came just days after then-president of Afghanistan, his wife, and senior aides all fled the country as the Taliban took over. It also followed an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. That's the very latest. You are now up to date. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The last of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case is out of jail. Harrison Floyd posted a $100,000 bond Tuesday. He's accused of harassing an election worker after the 2020 election. Floyd was also charged this year with assaulting an FBI agent who sought to issue a federal subpoena at his Maryland home. The number of job openings in the U.S. is on decline. New government figures show less than 9 million openings in July, indicating the labor market is cooling. The number of workers who quit their jobs fell to 3.5 million, the lowest since early 2021. There's a new coronavirus variant detected in New York City's wastewater. Scott Pringle has more.
The city's health commissioner says the new variant is likely circulating among New Yorkers and may be more likely to evade immunity that has developed from vaccination or prior infection. However, the health commissioner says there's no indication the new variant causes more severe illness. COVID cases and hospitalizations have been on the rise in New York State this summer. Governor Kathy Hochul is urging New Yorkers to take the appropriate precautions. That includes getting the latest COVID vaccine boosters.
X, formerly known as Twitter, will allow political ads on its platform for the first time since 2019, ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The company said in a blog post that it's working to expand the team to focus on combating manipulation, surfacing inauthentic accounts, and closely monitoring the platform for emerging threats. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.